This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. While the biofuels industry is the most direct beneficiary of increased RVOs, the effects extend far beyond fuel tanks. Rising RVOs also put greater focus on the feedstock supply chain, from soybeans to animal fats, shaping decisions for farmers, crushers, and suppliers alike. We'll talk more about it next.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
As the EPA raises blending targets for renewable diesel and biodiesel, the demand for key feedstocks like soybean oil and used cooking grease is expected to rise. Higher feedstock utilization can impact crush margins, influencing planting decisions, and even shift export dynamics depending on domestic processing needs. The updated RVOs brought a welcome boost to the renewable fuel sector. According to Jackie Fatka, the leading economist with the CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division, the new levels offer much-needed clarity and stability for future demand.
We finally have some more insight as we look forward to what our future soybean meal and most definitely the soybean oil demand is because of the recently announced renewable volume obligations from the Environmental Protection Agency. So the fact that EPA did put out a proposal a couple months ago now, and they're going to be finalizing that here in the next several months.
Soybean oil producers had a positive development come out of that recent EPA hearing.
Big news out of that for soybean oil, because it could definitely add significantly more demand for soybean oil, mostly because of the fact that it will not give as many RINs, which is the renewable identification number, for any imported feedstock. So with our renewable diesel production, we can use a lot of different feedstocks there. One of them is soybean oil, but other feedstocks that can be used include corn oil, which is a byproduct of the ethanol industry. Those are both domestic, but then you look at some of our imported feedstocks, and that's when we have quite a bit of imported tallow, some imported used cooking oil. So we could see a shift in some of those other feedstocks away from those and back into more soybean oil or used cooking oil.
Fatka says that there's reason to believe domestic feedstock demand could rebound after a few slower years in the past.
When we look back at the last couple of years, last year, if you look at the overall pie of what was used in our renewable diesel and biodiesel feedstocks, soybean oil was only 35% of that pie in 2024. But in 2021, it was almost half. It was 49%. So maybe we will start to see additional soybean oil used because of that reduction in the RINs generated through those imported feedstocks or imported biofuels. And we could see as much as 3.8 billion pounds of extra soybean oil demand next year, and maybe as much as 1.9 billion pounds in extra demand in 2027.
Higher RVOs are sending a strong market signal that could boost demand for domestic feedstocks and strengthen the ag supply chain. Industry leaders will be watching closely to see how this demand plays out in planting, processing, and long-term investment. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our free e-newsletter, which comes out Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. You can also catch podcasts of our latest market analysis and much more at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.